I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
When you think of Martin Luther King, you think of the speech he delivered to the March on Washington in August of 1963. Historians say the speech is among the most consequential in American history. Children learn it in school, and every January we hear and see excerpts of Dr. King on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial on that summer day.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
But Martin Luther King was so much more than a holiday or a speech. He was a leader, an activist, a talk show guest, one of the most famous and controversial Americans of his time. Dr. King became a national civil rights figure during the Montgomery bus boycott in 1955.
Just the other day, one of the fine citizens of our community, Mrs. Rosa Parks, was arrested because she refused to give up her seat for a white passenger.
Over the next 13 years, his movement led the charge for voting rights, desegregation of public facilities, and labor rights. He led marches through Birmingham and Selma, Alabama.
We will have no alternative but to engage in broader and more drastic forms of civil disobedience in order to bring the attention of the nation to this whole issue in Selma, Alabama.
Television audiences watched police as they attacked nonviolent protesters with fire hoses, dogs, and clubs. He stood behind President Johnson when he signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
The purpose of this law is simple. It does not restrict the freedom of any American so long as he respects the rights of others.
And later that year, King accepted the Nobel Peace Prize.
This award, which I receive on behalf of that movement, is a profound recognition that nonviolence is the answer to the crucial political and moral questions of our time. The need for man to overcome oppression and violence without resorting to violence and oppression.
But with those great successes came notable failures. In 1966, he was pelted with rocks as he led an open housing march through a white neighborhood on the south side of Chicago. He also had to grapple with the pace of the legislative process. Before Dr. King was an icon, he was a guest on Face the Nation in 1964, answering questions from Dan Rather.
I must confess that things aren't moving all right, and I'm really appalled and distressed at what appears to be a sort of behind the scenes, certainly a backdoor trading away of vital sections of the Civil Rights Bill by persons who just a few weeks ago made it clear that they would not support any crippling amendments.
Who are some of those persons?
Well, I wouldn't like to give any names. I would simply say that some officials of the Justice Department and some senators. I'm appalled at some of the things.
With civil rights and voting rights, the law of the land, Martin Luther King moved on to the Vietnam War, as he told Face the Nation in 1967.
The war itself has diverted attention from civil rights. This does not mean that we can't make any gains in civil rights, but we must face the fact that the war has strengthened the forces of reaction in our country and excited violence and hatred among our people. The Great Society, with its very noble programs, in a sense, has been shot down on the battlefields of Vietnam.
His next crusade was economic justice. He had embarked on the Poor People's Campaign, and that took him to Memphis, Tennessee, where African-American sanitation workers were on strike.
And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
That was April 3rd, 1968. Dr. King was gunned down the next day.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an all-points bulletin for a well-dressed young white man seen running from the scene.
After his death, thousands of people carried on his legacy. The volunteers who served the movement look back with a great deal of pride at what they accomplished. Historians analyze Dr. King's achievements and think about what he might have done had he lived. Even now, pundits argue over whether today's activists live up to his example.